The year is 1930 as I sit at my desk here. North Polar Bear, are you...
I'm sorry, Father Christmas.
Gracious me, you have the polar whooping cough. Off to bed with you.
You know I can't do that. It's November, and half the presents aren't even sorted yet. We have the dolls for Cardiff, in with the books for Linfield.
Nonsense. I don't want you near them. Imagine if you handling of their Christmas gifts made the good little boys and girls ill on Boxing Day.
I want to help with something.
I know the reindeer are immune from the last time this went around. Santa Claus was ill for 2 months with polar whooping cough last year, and Rudolph never showed a sign of being affected. Why don't you look after the reindeer? One less thing for me to worry about.
Oh, thank you, Father Christmas. And I'll clean your sleigh while I'm at it. That hasn't been done properly in 200 years.
I do hope he keeps out of trouble.
I wonder how Father Christmas is getting along. It's been a few hours and perhaps he needs me. It certainly has snowed a good deal since I came into the reindeer stables. A good 6 feet. I better be getting back to the house. That's odd. I can't see a thing. No lights. Ah, it's this blasted fog. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Hello? Can anyone hear me? Ow! I must have post hold. I can't move my paws. I'm trapped. Help! Help!
Father Christmas, where is Polar Bear?
Whooping cough. I sent him to the stables instead.
That was this morning, sir. No one's seen him since.
It's dark out now.
He could be in trouble, sir.
Very well. Hand me that lantern. Polar Bear! Polar Bear! Polar Bear! Polar Bear? Good gracious! You're buried! Polar Bear, are you conscious? Alive?
So cold.
I came just in time. Another hour and you'd been done for. I'm dreadfully sorry, old chap. I didn't mean to leave you out there, but I lost track of time and didn't notice you were gone.
I feel so loved.
I really am sorry. What's important now is for you to recover. I brought you hot water for your paws.
Thank you.
He blew 5 candles out with that one.
Thank you, but I did see that for myself. Run along now, or you'll catch it as well.
I'll bring him some more rugs.
Can you believe Santa's elves call them blankets? Stuff, that is.
This is fantastic!
Are you sure it was wise to have a party? I mean, it's only been a few weeks since Polar Bear's accident.
Hand me more tea.
A little holiday spirit never hurt anyone.
Indeed.
I'm not sure I can pull this cracker properly. It's as big as I am.
Why don't you ask the snowman gardener?
I'd be happy to, little one.
Looky, looky. Polar Bear's leapt up and is dancing about. He's cured.
Fantastic.
Father Christmas, we have a problem.
Oh?
Polar polar bear.
It was just an idea.
What now?
I thought it would be a laugh to pack ice cubes instead of coal in the naughty children's stockings. Only, they...
melted? Do tell me they weren't near any of the good children's presents.
Well...
Oh, Father Christmas, we'd already sorted by location. All the presents going to Machunchith.
Bless you.
Oh dear, now you've caught polar bear's cold.
No, no, it's in Wales.
That's it. Next year I'm petitioning for Santa Claus to cover Wales.
Featuring the voice talent of David MacGyver as Father Christmas, James Lieber as the North Polar Bear, Alexa Chipman as Elf with Green Hat, Antonia Gottesman as Elf with the Best Jacket, and Stevie K. Farnaby as the Snowman Gardener. Music from Naomi and Shameen King's Christmas Hits, as well as The Swells. Original story by J.R.R. Tolkien. We claim no rights to it. This is for entertainment purposes only. Released in 2008 from MisfitsAudio.com.
Happy Christmas! Perhaps I'd better put cold medicine in all the stockings.